You are handling yourself well, Isael said, softly, so as not to invite intrusion. They are usually more tactful than this. They're more tactful than Adaran's, she said, trying to match his quiet tone. The staring doesn't bother me. I believe you're telling the truth, he said, sounding surprised. Sarah gave him a curious look. Would you know if I wasn't? His lips twitched. If you knew when people were lying, would you admit it? No, she said, needing no time to consider the question. If people knew that I could tell when they were lying, they would start lying by omission. But that can be useful as well, he countered. If everyone believes that you know when they're lying, then you need only listen for what they don't say. Sarah ran her teeth along her bottom lip, wondering how bold she could be. There was only one way to find out. That is true, she said slowly. But then, I suppose it wouldn't matter if I did have the power to tell when people were lying. All I would need is for people to believe I had the power. Ah, he said, pausing to take another sip of his wine. That would be clever, but a rather difficult myth to maintain. It would be easy enough for others to test you, lie about inconsequential things to see if you notice. I don't think many people would try to test me. No? Oh, no. I would make sure everyone was terribly afraid of me, so that they wouldn't chance lying to me, even about small things. Are you terribly afraid of me? Something about the way he asked the question had Sarah lifting her wine glass to hide a smile. She felt almost certain that Isael was teasing her. After taking another sip of wine, she said, I haven't decided yet. Fear is a visceral emotion. Wouldn't you know if you felt it? Yes, but fear is all about context. If I saw a caged bear in a menagerie, I wouldn't be afraid. If I encountered that same bear while alone in the woods,